Influencing change. Every time a business doubles its volume, all of the systems and processes need to change so that the business can advance the ball and grow at a reasonable rate. At first, a lot of people on your team, oftentimes half of them, will be resistant to the entire concept of business development. They'll take it as a personal attack and deep feelings of discomfort and anxiety over service. Influencing change, this chapter, will help you replace their fears with self-confidence. Try to view the business development from their point of view. You have the advantage of having the inside scoop in the bigger picture. But any kind of change is feared by most employees because they have no control, or they perceive they have no control over it. Some people are actually convinced that the result of the change will expose their deficiencies, therefore they'll be let go, which is absolutely not the case. I mean, why would they feel that way? Each of us is aware of our own shortcomings, and nobody is perfect, but most people tend to reduce their achievements because they're obsessed with their perceived imperfections that are terribly exaggerated most of the time. And the fear is that the process will expose those inadequacies, which will result in their termination. It's the fear of being found out. And change is terrifying for most people, even if the change is better for the business. The natural reaction is to resist. And you know what? Business development obviously involves change. To you achieve your dream, you must help your people achieve their dreams. Stated differently, you must make your people understand that business development is a matter of their self-interest and not a threat. Just like you, they have a vested interest in the success of any business development program, which is a truth they will rarely understand without your guidance and intervention. Now, on a social note, before we get started, your employees have been brought up in this country with a deep-seated hostility towards business and those who own them. In our society, business is often seen as a user of people, a spoiler of natural resources, and the creature of a rich, arrogant few. Our entire pop culture is saturated with negative images of business and business owners. It's practically impossible to attract people to the idea that business is important. To most people, it simply isn't and never will be. On the contrary, it's usually perceived as the latest in a series of oppressive environments. Despite what people say, the degree of loyalty the average employee has for the business is nothing. Design the business as something that everybody should use for their own personal gain, because everyone is trying to do that anyway. Business development should be perceived by your employees and your people as a chance to get theirs, as the best personal opportunity they will ever have. In short, you'll not only be able to overturn a life's worth of anti-business prejudice, instead, you'll recognize it, make accommodations for it, and turn it to your advantage. The next step, download the full copy of Influencing Change. Read through everything. Action plan how you're going to involve your people from the beginning, making them aware and positioning it in a fashion where everybody wins. And then you will be in a position to influence positive change and help your company and your employee aspire to greatness. Until next time, take care.